Okay, welcome back. I want to also say something about church hurt. You know, I really do care for people, and I do hear about church hurt and experienced it myself. I know that some very atrocious things have happened, and some not very atrocious things have happened. So, first off, I'm going to take the atrocious things. Satan uses people to do really bad stuff, but you know that doesn't represent Jesus. And the only way to heal up is to receive the love of Jesus. And you're going to be stronger if you run with other strong and loving people, or at least trying to be. Eh? There's also a lot of not atrocious things that have happened, things that were bad and hurtful. But, well, I guess in either case, it doesn't help to perseverate on them. To perseverate, that is to keep thinking about it. I just saw a report of some research that shows that repetitious thoughts of bad things seem to be correlated with Alzheimer's. I don't know if it's causative of Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's is causative of that, but I can sure tell you that repeated traumatic thoughts are bad for your health. I can tell you that because I know about that. And the church can act really badly. It can be mind rape, right? Like no other institution almost can do because it is so deep and personal. But Satan wants to keep doing that. It's like whoever Satan uses to someone to hurt you, then that it's like a Nazgul knife, if you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings. Part of that gets off on you, and the demon tries to turn you into that person, and if not, at least traumatize you over and over again. Somebody said that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional because it's a matter of your mind. Well, much better than that, Holy Spirit is an anesthetic or an anesthesiologist and can bring you into joy. There is healing in God. But before you get to healing, often you have to let go of it, because if not, there's this temptation to always fight in your mind against it or fight with the people. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. So that's why the church often is hurtful, is because there's envy in there and there's a strife or fighting. And so that creates a lot of confusion and other kinds of evil. And similarly, also in James 3, if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, then it ends up often into not quite telling the truth. And then that bleeds into lying. And so it just grows like an infection. So what I'm saying is, don't let the hurt hurt you on and on and on and on. You have to let go of it. And that's what people mean when they say forgiveness. You have to let go of it. Set it aside. Anger is useful. You need anger to help protect you. But there is a point at which you need to set it aside. That's why it says in Ephesians 4, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So let it protect you. But when that instance is over, set it aside and go on in your joy and your peace that the Holy Spirit can bring to you. And if you're hurt, you know, seek healing from the Lord. And often that can even come in church. If you have a very strong man or woman of God who can help you with that, great. But you know that there is a strength in the body of Christ, and you don't want to be without that strength, and you sure don't want to be without Jesus. Because that's exactly what a wolf would do, is to try to pull a sheep away from the herd. And so then the sheep or the lamb is completely defenseless from that wolf. And sometimes predators, wolves, lions, whatever, will play with that lamb. Don't let that happen. Go back into the herd. Go back to the shepherd so that you are safe. Because we're not just beasts and we get the lies. You know, so Satan is a liar. It's like the bad butler who was fired coming around and telling the children that the father is really an ogre and it was really the father who molested them instead of the bad butler who was fired. I mean, that's just a story, but don't pay attention to Satan's lies and don't keep re-traumatizing yourself, because there is church hurt because we're people. But I just have a heart for you, and I know how it was for me, and I got skeptical of Jesus himself. Don't do that. That doesn't lead to anything good. So let me come with me. Pray with me. Come with me to the throne of grace. Lord, I'm bringing this one to you. You know that he is hurt. I'm asking that you put your prayer shawl over them so that they feel your love and your healing and your saturation. May they feel all of their hurt just fade away, just leak out. And in come the warmth of your love, the knowledge of your Holy Spirit, the strength, the balm of Gilead, you've been called. Hallelujah. And may they go forth in peace and even joy, that they would find the joy of the Holy Spirit. And I pray this now, and I bless them in the mighty, matchless, most wonderful name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus in Hebrew, Jesus the Messiah. Hallelujah, which is what Christ means. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be blessed. And contact me if you like more prayer, if you like more teaching. That's what we're here for. Bless you.